Welcome back to Win the Day Replay. This next set takes us back to the early days of contemporary Christian music, and more specifically, 1974. Annie Herring wrote Easter Song and sang it with her siblings Matthew and Nellie Ward. Harmonies of classical hymns with the rhythm and crunch of Christian rock. And both the song and the album, on which it appeared, the 1974 With Footnotes album, made the top 10 in CCM Magazine's 20th anniversary rankings from 1974. Here comes the second chapter of Acts, an Easter song on Win the Day Replay. Stronger in your walk with Christ. Podcast and encouragement at winthedaylife.
Sometimes it's hard for me to understand why we pull away from each other so easily, even though we're all walking the same road, yet we build dividing walls between our brothers.
Change the world forever. You will join with me.
Win the Day Replay with Russ Taff from 1983, and We Will Stand. Russ's rich voice powered the Imperials for many years, and a solo career that includes Christian and country releases. We Will Stand was his first number one single, and it came from the 1983 Walls of Glass album and was an impassioned appeal for Christian brotherhood on Win the Day Replay. Here's Worship Pastor Matthew Morris on how Gen Zers and Millennials are finding that small churches are helping them rediscover their faith in Christ.
If you go to a small church, you're going to be able to have a direct relationship with not only just the pastor, but everyone in the church. Mm-hmm. And you have essentially a small village of people who can help you get through whatever hard times you're dealing with. And then in return, whenever you see someone in your small group that's going through something, you remember how they helped you and you're able to jump in and help out. There's so many people my age that have experienced church hurt and are coming back to the church. And it's not anything like what pushed them out. It's the complete opposite.
Find Pastor Matthew's podcast and many others to deepen your faith at wintheday.life. That's wintheday.life. Win the Day Replay with Point of Grace from 1994, their first number one of five that year. Here comes One More Broken Heart on Win the Day Replay.
I see.
Take the next step in your faith walk with podcasts and resources at winthedaylife. Song written along with his wife Debbie, that's Michael W. Smith and Friends from 1983. More to come on Win the Day Replay.